صدق الله العظيم. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: من أصلح ما بينه وبين الله أصلح الله ما بينه وبين الخلق، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Alhamdulillah, my beloved friends, respected elders and dear brothers, we praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we make lakh shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the many favors that Allah ta'ala has blessed you and I with. The greatest of all favors is this gift of Iman. La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. There is none worthy of worship except Allah. And Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the messenger of Allah. We make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah pa keep us steadfast upon Iman. Allah ta'ala keep us as pakka Musalman right till our dying moments, right till the time we leave this world. And Allah ta'ala resurrect us on the day of Qiyamah with kamil, complete and perfect Iman. Allahumma thabbitna ala al-Iman wa amitna ala al-Iman. وَحْشُرْنَا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ مَعَ الْإِيمَانِ. Beloved friends, respected elders and dear brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent us down into this world for a very short period of time. 50, 60, 70 years over and above that bonus. But one day each and every one of us will have to leave this world. This is a sabak that we have to remind ourselves daily, that none of us has come into this world to stay, rather we have come to go. Every one of us, we have to remind ourselves daily that a day is going to come when we are going to leave this world. And we have to make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah ta'ala makes that the best day of our life. Allahumma ja'al khayra ayyamina yawma nalqaka feek. One of the du'as that we are taught to recite: Oh Allah, make the best day of my life the day in which I will meet you. Kullu yawmin yamurru 'ala al-mu'min wa lam yuktab 'alayhi dhanbun fa huwa yawmu 'eedin. You know, just few days ago, just about over 3 weeks ago, month of Ramadan had terminated. Now the month of Shawwal is about to end. Few days ago, it was just like yesterday, we celebrated Eid. Every day that passes upon a mu'min wherein he does not break the command of Allah, for huwa yawmu Eidin, in actual fact that is the day of Eid. And وَالْيَوْمُ الَّذِي يَخْرُجُ فِيهِ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا مَعَ الْإِيمَانِ وَالسَّلَامَ فَهُوَ يَوْمُ عِيدٍ. And the day in which he will leave this dunya, he will leave this world with salamati and iman, is a day of Eid. It's Eid day. The day when a person will leave this dunya with salamati, with iman. He leaves this dunya in the condition that Allah is happy with him. فَهُوَ يَوْمُ عِيدٍ. That is the day of Eid. So beloved friends, we have to remind ourselves daily, Allah has sent us down into this world to go. None of us have come to stay. And every day, we get the news. This person passing away, that person passing away, there's a janazah, so and so, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi rajiun. The WhatsApp message is coming, and so has passed away, janazah after salah, Glennon Road Masjid, proceeding to Browns Avenue, proceeding to Dayal Road Cemetery, proceeding to Hilal Cemetery, whichever, to Lodge Grove, Kabristan. Every day the news is coming. Beloved friends, the day is going to come, our name will also be there, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi rajiun, so and so has passed away. So beloved friends, intelligent will be that person who will prepare for that day in which he will leave this world. And this is a sabak, every day we have to remind ourselves. The month of Ramadan had come, the month of Ramadan had gone. so fast. It was just like yesterday, the Imam Sahib was sitting on the minbar, Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Shaaban wa balighna Ramadan, making the dua of Rajab and Shaaban. Allah take us to the month of Ramadan. Rajab came, Shaaban came, Ramadan came, Ramadan went. Now it's already almost the end of Shawwal. Just like that, our life is passing very, 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 very rapidly, very, very swiftly, very, very quickly. Every day is a day a person is getting closer and closer to the grave. So in the month of Ramadan, alhamdulillah, to a certain extent, we had ourselves under control, our namaz was under control, to a certain, alhamdulillah, zikr, dua, tahajjud, Quran Sharif, to a certain extent. The ulama explain, inshallah, if we make an effort and keep on to this, hold on to this, right till our dying moments, zindagi guzaro, Ramzan ke mehne ki tarah, to maut aayega Eid ke chand ki tarah. If we spend our life like how we spent it in the month of Ramadan, we carry out our daily life under control. It's not let loose. Whatever a person feels like doing, he just does. Salah upon salah will be missed. The commands of Allah Ta'ala will be broken. Never mind. Allah Pak is Ghafoor Rahim. Allah Pak will make maaf. Made my heart is clean. Heart is clean. Allah Pak is Ghafoor. Allah Pak will make maaf. Beloved friends, it doesn't work like that. It doesn't work like that. A person has to do and try and cry. Try. He goes all out and he tries. He makes dua and he told Allah Ta'ala, Ya Allah, I'm trying. Then Allah Ta'ala accordingly helps such a person. So, zindagi guzaro. Ramzan ke mehne ki tarah, to maut aayega Eid ke chand ki tarah. Then the death, when a person leaves this world, like how you sight the moon of Eid. Eid Mubarak, Eid Mubarak, Eidun Saeedun, Eidun Mubarak, and everyone is happy. And we greet taqabbalallahu minna wa minkum, we're greeting one another, we are happy. Just like that, the day in which I will leave this world, a person will be smiling and will be leaving this world. Everybody around him will be crying, but he will be happy. He will be smiling, happy to leave this world. So, beloved friends, we need to understand that we have to become dindar. We have to become such that we are 100% upon deen. 5 times daily salah in our lives. Our mu'amalat, mu'asharat, akhlaq, our dealings with people, our character, our ibadat, all this we have to make it. An exerted effort. We have to try, as you mentioned, try and you will cry, you will work hard. And accordingly, beloved friends, the day we will leave this world, as we mentioned just now, will be the best day of our life. Allahumma ja'al khayra ayyamina yawma nalqaka fik. O Allah, make the best day of my life the day in which I will meet you. So we need to understand, beloved friends, this life that Allah Ta'ala has given us is an amanat, is a trust from the side of Allah Ta'ala. This body that Allah Ta'ala has given us is an amanat, is a trust on the side of Allah Ta'ala. Inna Allah ya'murukum an tu'addul amanati ila ahliya. When something is given to us, a trust, then what are the demands of the trust? What are the dictates of the trust? What does the trust want from you? That the Quran mentions, Inna Allah ya'murukum an tu'addu al-amanati ila ahliha. The demands and dictates of the trust is that you discharge the trust. Allah has given us this body. Allah Ta'ala has given us this life as an amanat, as a trust. And we have to discharge the trust. How we will discharge the trust? That we will become those slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who will be grateful, we will have shukr, the quality of shukr in our lives. And what is meant by shukr? That a person will do those things that Allah ta'ala wants him to do, and stay away from those things that Allah ta'ala doesn't want him to do. That is how you will display his shukr and gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by virtue of his actions. Like how the shayr says very, very beautifully, amal se zindagi banti hai, جنت بھی جہنم بھی یہ خاکی اپنی فطرت میں نہ نوری ہے نہ ناری ہے. عمل سے زندگی بن. Through a person's actions, as we mentioned just now, 5 times namaz, 5 times starting with over 5 times namaz, 5 times salah. This is a stepping stone to bring complete deendari into our lives. So when a person will do this, then we will find Allah Ta'ala will change conditions. Halat and conditions will change. Today, beloved friends, we know what is the condition of the ummah. There's no need to go into the details. Babies, old people, women, blown apart. The news is coming every day. Imagine, thousands and thousands are being brutally killed and massacred. We all know what's happening. We know the halat and the condition of the ummah. What must be happening to the Mubarak heart of Janab-e Pak Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when the halat and conditions are being presented to the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? So the need of the time, beloved friends, you mentioned just now, for us to understand that Allah has sent me to this world, we have come to go, and we need to understand that this is an amanat, this is a trust on the side of Allah Ta'ala. And in Allah ya'murukum an tu'addu al-amanati ila ahliha, Allah has commanded us that we fulfill and discharge this trust. When this ummah will understand its responsibility, and we'll understand that we need to discharge this trust by becoming practical Muslims, becoming deendar, 100% onto deen, Allah Ta'ala will change halat and conditions. Otherwise, the Quran mentions very, very clearly, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِقُومٍ حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُوا مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ. Allah will not change the conditions of a nation until they themselves will change. So the need of the time, beloved friends, we need to bring this deen into our lives. Learn about our deen. And one of the ways of learning about our deen is that we will listen, when we listen to the talks of deen. Today there is an explosion of information, so much of information. This person is talking and that person is talking. Everyone, we have to be very, very careful, learn our deen from the correct sources. We have to be very, very careful where we take our deen from. And once we take our deen, Muhammad ibn Sirin, rahmatullah alayhi, the narration appears in Muslim Sharif. He mentioned, إِنَّ هَذَا الْعِلْمَ دِينُكُمْ فَانْزُرُوا عَمَّنْ تَأْخُذُونَ دِينَكُمْ. That this ilm, this knowledge of your deen, this knowledge of the is your deen. This knowledge, ilm, is your deen. So be careful from who you take it. Today you will find, beloved friends, a lot of information. A certain person, he may come from a certain place and may have a certain accent. People are blown away. Oh, wow, what an accent and this twang. And people are carried away. Beloved friends, we have to be very, very careful. We have to make a lot of shukr on our doorstep. So many great, great giants we have. Awliya Allah, friends of Allah, subhanahu ulama. Let us look for them. On our doorstep, Hazrat Maulana Abdul Haq Magda Sahib, Damodar Khatun, for example, you know, we should try and go to them and learn our deen. إِنَّ هَذَا الْعِلْمَ دِينُكُمْ فَانْزُرُوا عَمَّنْ تَأْخُذُونَ دِينَكُمْ. So Allah Ta'ala tells us in the Quran Majid, one of the ways of discharging this trust and bringing deendari into our life is to listen. When we listen to the talks of deen, then we listen very, very attentively. We listen with the ears of the heart. One is listening, and one is we listen with the intention of practicing. Today, this, as we mentioned just now, there's a lot of talks, a lot of lectures. But why there is no change coming into my life? So we listen attentively with the ears of the heart. And listening attentively with the ears of the heart means listening with this intention that I will bring into good action. I will follow it up with good action, whatever I have listened, whatever I have heard. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran Majid, فَبَشِّرْ عِبَادِ أَلَّذِينَ يَسْتَمِعُونَ الْقَوْلِ فَيَتَّبِعُونَ أَحْسَنَهُ. Oh my beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, give glad tidings to those servants of minds who listen attentively, who listen with the ears of the heart. And not only that, فَيَتَّبِعُونَ أَحْسَنَ, thereafter they follow it up with good actions. Whatever they heard, now they hasten to practice upon it. And the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, the awliya Allah, the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this was a quality which was found in them. Whatever they heard, whatever ahadith they learned, the teachings of Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they would hasten to practice upon it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised me such and such reward. I will do this good action. This is the reward I've been promised. There was one Sahabi radiallahu ta'ala an. He was a blind Sahabi. He was a blind Sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The hadith appears in Hayatul Sahaba. And from the place of his musalla, or from his where his musalla used to be, from there he used to have a string right to the front door. Any beggar used to come begging, then this Sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would take that string and he will find his way to the door using that string or that rope as a guide, and he would give the poor person something. So the family members said to him, "Nakfika, that I mean you are excused. We will sort it out for you. We will give the beggar." So he mentioned, No. I heard Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioning, Munawalatul faqir taqi mitatassu. Giving the poor person something with your own hands will save you from a bad death. Giving the poor person something with your own hands will save you from a bad death. Now they heard from Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now what did they do? This is one example. Like there are many, many other ahadith. When they will listen with the intention of practicing. Allah Ta'ala mentions, أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ هَدَاهُمُ اللَّهِ. And those people who will carry themselves out in this way, will conduct themselves in this way, they will listen. They will listen with the intention of bringing into good actions. And now they will practice, and they will try, and they will work hard. Allah Ta'ala says, أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ هَدَاهُمُ اللَّهِ. Those are the people who are upon hidayat. وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمْ أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ. They are the ones that are rightly guided, and those are the intelligent ones. My beloved friends, now when we see, when we will start bringing this deen into our lives, and whatever we listen, now we become practicing Muslims, halats and conditions will change. Allah Ta'ala will send down good conditions. Allah Ta'ala mentions about Nabi alayhi salatu was salam, إِنَّا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ بِالْحَقِّ بَشِيرًا وَنَذِيرًا. Oh my beloved Nabi, indeed we have sent you as a bashir and as a nadir. Bashir, giver of glad tidings, good news. Nadira, as a warner. So ulama explain, these are just not titles of Nabi alayhi salatu was salam, Bashir and Nadir. Rather, these titles also have effects. That when a person will bring this deen into his life, then Allah Ta'ala will change conditions to his favor. And now Nabi alayhi salatu was salam will actually become a Bashir for such a person. The people of Medina Munawwara, the people of Medina Munawwara prior to Islam, this Medina Munawwara was called Yathrib. The Quran also speaks about it. Yathrib. Prior to Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam coming to Medina Munawwara, the Aws and the Khazraj tribe, there's a lot of civil war, a lot of infighting among the people of Medina Munawwara. And for years and years they would fight and people would be killed. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam now leaves Makkah Mukarramah and comes to Medina Munawwara. But these people of Medina Munawwara, the Ansar of Medina Munawwara, the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they accepted the teachings of the Nabi of Allah. Now they brought deen into their lives. They brought deendari, five times namaz, dealings as a proper Muslim, akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, person is kind, he's polite. All these things they brought into their lives. So what happens? Within a short period of time, these people who at one stage bitter enemies, Allah Ta'ala made them such like they were brothers. Quran Majid mentions, Wadhkuru ni'matallahi alaykum. O people of Madina Munawwara, O Ansar, remember Allah's favor upon you. What is the favor? Allah Ta'ala had given you deen by virtue of the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam coming and teaching you all the deen. And you brought deen into your lives. You all accepted the Nabi of Allah. وَذْكُرُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ. Remember the favor of Allah upon you, O people of Medina Munawwara. إِذْ كُنْتُمْ أَعْدَاءً. When you all were bitter enemies. فَأَلَّفَ بَيْنَ قُلُوبِكُمْ. Allah united you. فَأَصْبَحْتُمْ بِنِعْمَتِهِ إِخْوَانًا. And because of the ni'mat of deen, you all accepted this deen, you all became like brothers. So this was sorted out. We find in Medina Munawwara, prior to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam coming to Medina Munawwara, there was a shortage of water. And the Jews that were residing there, they would charge exorbitant big amounts of money for water, which is a basic necessity. So Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made tashkil to Sahaba radiallahu, who is ready to provide water. There was a certain well. Ali radiallahu, Uthman radiallahu wa ta'ala anhu, purchased this well. He purchased this well and gave it to the Nabi of Allah. O Nabi of Allah, use this for the Muslims. Made it work for the Muslim Ummah. Allahu Akbar. Now, the problem of water also got sorted out. Then we find, prior to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam coming to Medina Munawwara, the atmosphere in Medina Munawwara, the atmosphere, the weather, used to be a fever. Lot of people will get fever, and a heavy, heavy fever. Great Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala, Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala, Bilal radiallahu ta'ala, are crying when they come to Medina Munawwara. They are crying because of the fever, headaches. Extremely, extremely difficult. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sees in a dream an old woman. This hadith appears in Sahih Bukhari, in Bukhari Sharif. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sees in a dream an old woman leaving Medina Munawwara, going to a place called Juhfa. Time has almost run out, inshallah. No, 2 minutes, it will terminate. So Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam sees in a dream this old lady, shabbily dressed, going to a place called Juhfa. Now, Juhfa was a place where the Jews were living at that time, the Yahud. Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam mentioned, فَتَأَوَّلْتُهَا بِأَنَّ وَبَاءَ الْمَدِينَةِ. I made ta'bir, I interpreted this dream which I had seen, that this heavy fever, Bukhar, what you call it in Urdu, Bukhar, has left Medina Munawwara and has been transmitted, moved over to Juhfa. From that time, right until today, Medina, the atmosphere of Medina Munawwara, from that time, it has changed. This hadith appears in Bukhari Sharif. So this also got sorted out. All these things, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam now becomes a bashir for the people of Medina Munawwara. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam now becomes a bashir as a giver of glad tidings, and the effects of this were found among the people of Medina. The water problem got sorted out, the atmosphere, the weather got sorted out, the fighting among them, that also got all that. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam becomes a bashir. On the other hand, the people of Makkah Mukarramah rejected the Nabi of Allah. They were living happily, they had a good life. Occasion came, the incident of Badr, 70 of their leaders, 70 of their great men were all killed. أَلَمْ تَرَ إِلَى الَّذِينَ بَدَّلُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ كُفْرًا. Allah Ta'ala speaks about this. Don't you see those people? Haven't you taken a lesson from those people? When Allah Ta'ala had given them the Nabi of Allah from their own people, the Quraysh, but they're not prepared to accept, they refuse to accept. Allah Ta'ala says, they made kufran a ni'mat. They changed the favor of Allah Ta'ala into ingratitude. Baddalu ni'matallahi kufra. They were ungrateful. So what happened? Allah Ta'ala took Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam from them. Allah Ta'ala had given the Nabi of Allah to the people of Medina Munawwara. So Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasalam became a nazir for those people. As in, this is the principle, this is the usul, beloved friends, that will move, will continue right till the day of Qiyamah. When we will bring deendari into our lives, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be a bashir for us, locally, globally. We can see the halat and condition of the ummah, beloved friends. What is happening? The need of the time is, beloved friends, that we have to make such an effort that we start our 5 times daily salah, bring deen into our lives, learn from the ulama, learn our deen, we'll practice starting with the basics. Inshallah, Allah Ta'ala will change conditions. Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam will now become a Bashir for us and the entire ummah at large. We make dua to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala inspire us with the reality of akhirat.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فيا أيها الناس وحدوا الله فإن التوحيد رأس الطاعات واتقوا الله فإن التقوى ملاك الحسنات وعليكم بالسنة فإن السنة تهدي إلى الإطاعة ومن أطاع الله ورسوله فقد رشد واهتدى وإياكم البدعة فإن البدعة تهدي إلى المعصية ومن يعص الله ورسوله فقد ضل وغوى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وقال ربكم ادعوني أستجب لكم إن الذين يستكبرون عن عبادتي سيدخلون جهنم داخرين بارك الله لنا ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعنا وإياكم بما فيه من الآيات والذكر الحكيم أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في شان حبيبه آمرا ومخبرا إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات وبارك على محمد وأزواجه وذريته وارض اللهم عن الخلفاء الراشدين المهديين أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي وعن سائر الصحابة رضوان الله تعالى عليهم أجمعين الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي من أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم، ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم، وخير أمتي قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم انصر المسلمين المستضعفين في كل مكان، اللهم انصرهم وأيدهم في غزة وفي فلسطين وفي سائر بلدان المسلمين، اللهم أيدهم بتأييدك، اللهم عجل بنصرهم، اللهم عجل بنصرهم يا قوي يا عزيز. اللهم عليك بأعدائك أعداء الدين، اللهم لعن الكفرة الذين يصدون عن سبيلك ويكذبون رسلك ويقاتلون أولياءك. اللهم شتت شملهم ومزق جمعهم ودمر ديارهم وخالف بين كلمتهم، اللهم زلزل أقدامهم، اللهم خذهم أخذ عزيز مقتدر، اللهم أحصهم عددا واقتلهم بددا ولا تبق منهم أحدا. اللهم أنزل بهم بأسك الذي لا ترده عن القوم المجرمين. عباد الله رحمكم الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. وقال تعالى: فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون. استيقنوا صفوف، إن تسوية الصفوف من تمام الصلاة.
الله أكبر الله أكبر، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة، حي على الصلاة، حي على الفلاح، حي على الفلاح، قد قامت الصلاة، قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله،
الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. فلولا إذا بلغت الحلقوم وأنتم حينئذ تنظرون، ونحن أقرب إليه منكم ولكن لا تبصرون. فلولا إن كنتم غير مدينين ترجعونها إن كنتم صادقين. فأما إن كان من المقربين فروح وريحان وجنة نعيم، وأما إن كان من أصحاب اليمين فسلام لك من أصحاب اليمين، وأما إن كان من المكذبين الضالين. فنزل من حميم وتصلية جحيم، إن هذا لهو حق اليقين، فسبح باسم ربك العظيم. الله أكبر. سبحان ربي العظيم، سبحان ربي العظيم، سبحان ربي العظيم، سبحان ربي العظيم، سبحان ربي العظيم. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين،
إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر سبحان ربي العلى سبحان ربي العلى الله أكبر الله أكبر سبحان ربي العلى سبحان ربي العلى سبحان ربي العلى سبحان ربي العلى الله أكبر السلام عليكم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله اللهم استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله لا إله إلا أنت اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام تبارك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم لا مانع لما أعطيت ولا معطي لما منعت ولا ينفع ذا الجد منك الجد ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم جزا الله عنا نبينا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم ما هو أهله سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين الحمد لله